trendsetter in women's wellness and leadership programs. And you are listening to the SOB Radio Network. So this is quite interesting today, because I'm going to share something with you that few really understand. If you are somebody who believes that you have to go to the gym every day or every other day and work out for at least an hour, maybe with heavy-duty machines, or to be out in any kind of weather and jog your trail for an hour in order to stay fit, let me tell you something. New science has revealed that actually that's the worst thing you can do, not just for your metabolism, because whatever you do for longer periods of time, your body gets used to and it stops burning fat for energy. All of the stuff that has been produced and sold, it's a huge industry, especially in the last 15 years. And it's getting more complex. Nobody really knows anymore what really works or what doesn't work. And the next shiny object looks as if it may provide the solution to lose those inches around your waist and to become fit. And is it really happening? No, mostly it's not. And if it is for the majority of people, it's only a short time, a very short period of time that they do extreme things, they lose some weight, they lose some inches, and then it all comes back. And don't we get also tired of going to the gym? I understand that some people use it as a social meeting ground, and I get that. And others really work so hard, and they believe if they don't hit the gym on a daily basis for an hour, then they feel something is wrong with their fitness level. But let me tell you, here is the truth, especially for women or for people who are not in their 20s and 30s anymore, because you should not even have to have any problems with fat or with overweight. Your body should naturally be lean. And if it's not, then you have to look at your thyroid, you have to look at what you eat, and not so much your level of exercise. Let me tell you something, the most important movement in order to lose fat is really, okay, let's do this together. Put your hands open in front of your body and then push it forward. Just push it forward. Got it? Do you know what it means? It means to push all of the junk food out of your cupboards, out of here, away from you. Do not, if you stop eating junk food, if you stop eating unhealthy foods, foods that have no nutritional value and are just empty calories, you already win the game. Now, coming back to exercising. Why do you think exercising has increased in the United States and actually all over the world, and yet obesity has increased too? There must be something wrong, right? And we have already talked about the illusion about cutting fat out of our diet. So this episode is not about food and diet anymore, but it's about how to exercise in a most effective and in a smart way. And I say, if you exercise real fast and short, that is the ideal solution. And it's not just for fat loss, but it's good for your heart and for your bones. But we are going to get a little bit into that in a moment. Let me just tell you that, or have a look at bodybuilders. If you ask somebody who builds their muscles and is really very, very conscious about having the least percentage of fat. Do they do cardio? They do zero cardio. Zero. Isn't that interesting? Bodybuilders do not do cardio. And today there's almost a thing that cardio equals fitness. And it is totally, totally wrong. And when you ask somebody what it means to be to do cardio fitness, they will tell you 35 or 45 minutes on the treadmill or on the climber or running or anything that really keeps your heart rate up for a prolonged amount of time. Now let's get really down to nature, because our bodies are not modern machines. Our bodies are ancient. And what were our bodies built to do? Our bodies were built to have the energy and the ability to run fast in with short bursts and in periods where we have been either chased by another tribe member, so we had to fight or run, or we were chased by a wild animal. That was the period when our bodies really have been built, and our primitive system is still at work. We still have the fight or flight system within our bodies. The adrenaline goes high when danger appears in front of us, and our heart rate goes up. When we get a note of something that something horrible that happened to a family member, somebody we love, we can actually, our heart rate goes up so quickly and so rapidly that this could actually cause a heart attack. It could cause a heart attack for an untrained heart. Now, when you run long hours, or when you run or keep your heart rate at a certain level and believe that this is your exercise, and you do this as your physical fitness regimen day after day or so many times a week, and don't change it. Let's say you just feel great to get out of your house and you jog for 45 minutes or an hour, and you start easy, and then you build it up and you keep it there for maybe 35 or 40 minutes, and you cool down, slow down. This is the common opinion about something that is good for your body. Now let me shock you here. This is not good for your body at all. Not at all. Here is what it actually does. First of all, it will stop your metabolism from being really engaged, because there is nothing to be prepared for. It's almost like you have reached a level and you stay there, and your body really goes into a resting period, even though it is not a standing still, but it is a certain resting period at a certain level. So in other words, here it is, exercising for long periods makes your heart adapt to handling, let's say, a 60-minute jog, but it accomplishes this by trading in its ability to rapidly provide you with big bursts when circumstances might demand it. As I just said, you have a shock, somebody approaches you suddenly, or a car comes by too fast. These bursts of energies on your heart can be devastating to your heart if your heart has not been practicing to handle those bursts. So the real key to prevent heart disease and protect the strengthening, the strength of your heart, is really achieved by actually the opposite respond to continuous cardio. It's actually increasing the reserve of your heart's capacity to handle big bursts, bigger, faster cardiac output, more immediately available is what you really, really need. And there are clinical studies that have proven that, but the majority of people really don't know this, so they're still doing the same thing. Let me just share something with you, because I used to be a fast runner. I would do 100 meters and then half miles and 1 mile and then 3 miles and then 6 miles when I was young. And then I used to get a little bit slower. And when I reached my 40s or before there actually, I thought, okay, I need a new challenge. And I started to train for marathons. And I actually ran 3 marathons, 2 in New York, and one of them under 4 hours at age 42. So I know how hard it is to train for a marathon. And at that time when I did this, I did not know how dangerous running a marathon really is. We get the name marathon from the ancient Greek long distance runner. He was really a messenger, and his name was Phidippides, I think, or Phidippides, dice. I don't know how to pronounce it, but he was Greek, and he famously ran this 26.2 miles from Marathon, that was a city, to Athens, to tell of the victory of the Greeks over the invading Persians. And on his arrival, he announced victory, which is really Nike. And isn't that amazing? It's Nike or Nike, maybe in Greek, but it is Nike in the United States. It's N-I-K-E, Nike. Now, this Greek messenger, and actually Nike means in Greek, victory. So after he reported about the victory, guess what happened to him? He dropped dead. He dropped dead. And don't we have a lot of this happening to our long distance runners? How many have dropped dead? And you don't really hear this from short exercises. It is usually long jogs or exercises that are prolonged. Maybe that's why they have all these emergency stations along the marathon lines, right? The marathon paths. There is every couple of miles, there is an emergency tent. A groundbreaking study of long distance runners showed that after their workout, the blood levels and oxidation of, and here it comes, bad cholesterol and triglycerides actually had increased. And they also found that prolonged running is disruptive to keep inflammation in check. You know, inflammation actually levels were rising. And both, of course, are signs of heart distress. And it's also bad for your bones. And women are very, very prone to bone thinning, so you really don't want to do this. And another study, which was published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, found that long-distance runners had reduced bone mass. This is even true for men, but especially for women. Because, as I said before, women have an increased risk for osteoporosis, right? And we know this. So here it is. In conclusion, long duration exercises whether it's running or other kinds of exercises, really shows signs of heart distress. And increased LDL, cholesterol and triglycerides, the LDL means the low density, that's the bad cholesterol, and an increased oxidation of cholesterol, and elevated clotting and inflammation factors. So elevated clotting is really, you remember when I told you about my TIA, my experience with a mini stroke? Well, you see, elevated clotting could have been the reason for it. I don't think it was for me. But, you know, this is what happens when you have these long-duration exercises and these things increase. Inflammation increases. Loss of bone density, which means increased risk of osteoporosis. So these changes do not only affect your heart, but, you know, it affects really your entire body. Isn't that reason enough to look at this again and maybe stop these long duration exercises? And let me tell you, it's even more fun to do something shorter. I say it's intense, it's short, it's sweet, it increases you, it makes your whole body flushed, you perspire profusely, but it's all done, it's all finished in 3 or 4 or 5 minutes max. Wouldn't you? Everybody has time for that, right? Because today is always I hear so many people saying, well, I do not have time for exercise. So the stress that you should do exercise, you have to do exercise. And then you have to find the hour or the hour and a half, because if you drive to a gym, it's not just the hour you spend there, but getting there and getting back home. So it may take a lot of your time. And that stress that you have to squeeze it into your daily routine, you can let go of that. You may or may not know that the first few minutes of your exercising, your body actually burns sugar first. Okay, and then after a certain amount of minutes, it's a little bit different for everybody, but fat burn comes afterwards. That's why people think if they exercise long enough, you know, they actually burn fat. But here is the truth. Burning fat while exercising signals to your body that it needed that fat. And this trains your body to make more fat in between for the next time you exercise. On the other hand, if you do short bursts of exercise, then your body understands that it doesn't really need to store the fat. So in intense short exercises, the fat effect or the fat burning effect comes after the exercise, and it continues throughout the day and sometimes even more than the day. In other words, duration exercise stimulates your body to build fat. And then if you stop your cardio, you will put on that fat very rapidly, and you may have experienced that. And many find that they have, and so if that fat comes back, then many find themselves training even longer and harder. And then what really makes them stop is this unnatural activity, because it may have caused degeneration of joints, so you get joint pains and may need hip or knee replacement. Not a good idea. Okay, here's the last point I want to make against long-term and long duration of exercises, whether it's running or any other kind of exercise that keeps your heart rate at a continuing level. If you persist through middle age and beyond, this really accelerates in some negative effects your aging. What does it do? It lowers testosterone and growth hormones. And we women have testosterone as well. And we need it. And we need it to feel sexy. we need our growth hormones too. Short, intense duration of exercise actually increases levels of growth hormone. Researchers from the University of Leicester in England tested growth hormone levels in sprinters and athletes who do very short bursts of athletic activity. On average, the sprinter said three times as much growth hormone than the endurance runners. Isn't that interesting? Here's the biggest point. The most important changes from exercise occur after, not during the exercise period. And I mentioned that before, because the way you exercise affects your metabolism for several days. And the important changes begin after you stop exercising. And this is actually good news, because it means that all you have to do during your exercise is to stimulate the adaptive response you need. Then your body will continue making the important changes afterwards, even while you rest, even while you sleep. Isn't that wonderful? So short duration and even intervals are great. In fact, there is also a study from interval athletes and long distance athletes that the interval group lost 9 times more fat. Because it is really about the body composition. It is not about the calories. It is how your body looks. Isn't that what we want? We want to lose the fat in the places where they really have reason to be. Around our hips and our waist, we want to have a lean, flexible, healthy body. So here is what I do. I want to share this with you because it has made a big difference in my composition of my body. I have learned this from the PACE book, and it's by Dr. Sears, and it has worked beautifully for me. I do intense 4 minutes only in the morning. Very rarely do I do, sometimes I do a little bit more. Sometimes I add another 2 or 3 minutes. Here's what I do. I set my timer for 4 minutes. And then I do 4 minutes of continuous strenuous exercise. For example, I do 1 minute of burpees. Then I do 1 minute of squats. And there can be different kind of squats. And then I do 1 minute of push-ups. And then I may do 1 minute of mountain climbers. So that makes 4 minutes. And during those 4 minutes, I do not stop. I go from one exercise right into the next one. And this is what I recommend. Will you do this? Try it. And let me know how it's going for you. This is it for today. We are out of time. All of my love. More on our next show next week. This is Dr. Angelika Christie signing off.